And
this is the same table down here, and it's programmed in so you can plot the Fourier transform of the electron density of every atom in your browser.
So you choose the atom you want,
and it gives you what the Fourier transform of the electron density is of now nitrogen.
Or you can choose some other element. We've got all the elements here, and it shows you what the Fourier transform is.
And if you just take this, it's spherically symmetric. So this is the k-axis. It's labeled as q, but this is the k-axis. And it's spherically symmetric. It's a sum of Gaussians, so it looks like a Gaussian. And if your Fourier transform is to get the real space electron density, it also looks like a Gaussian. Okay, so I think I better stop here. What we're going to do is next time is take these tables and really calculate the structure factors for different crystals. Oh, where does it go?
Yeah,
so I have the translation vector to get the electron density over the whole crystal.
But when I calculate the structure factors, I only integrate over unit cell. So I took the translation vector, the one at zero, for convenience. I should have said that, yes.
One question about the conventional unit cell. Does conventional mean people say now it is conventional?
Yes.
Just mean if I have graphene, is it just like I could use this point to say it means like it's a square, so I can put it over time, or what is it?
Yes, so this would be a conventional unit cell for graphene. You're going between equivalent atoms.
Okay.
So they're all of these atoms have a line going up.
Okay.
There are two inequivalent atoms in
this
graphene.
Is a conventional.
So this is primitive, because
yeah.
You're going between equivalent atoms.
Okay.
And the conventional,
like this?
It's the conventional for hexagonal is hexagonal. So you go, it's bigger. You can take
structures like this and build a hexagon. So these are two sides to the, I guess it goes like this. These are two sides to the hexagon. So sorry, I'm making a mess on your paper. But the conventional one that goes like this looks like that.
So just people said this is conventional. That's the reason why.
Yeah, because if it's hexagonal, you have the feeling that the unicell should be hexagonal. So,
okay.
But what you've drawn here in dashed line is the primitive ones, and the ones that I tried to draw in just complete the hexagon that starts with these two sides.
All right.
That would be the conventional unicell.
And mignocytes means just you take the half of the next neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So this is mignocytes.
Yeah, mignocytes. But you have to use the Bravais lattice. So it will the mignocytes cell will be a hexagon in this case.
Okay.
And so if you start here, you go to this point and this point, and then you need to draw a line like this, and then a line like this, and you see I got the two parts of a hexagon, and you
right.
go to the other. There are six nearest
you,
neighbors of equivalent atoms.
You don't mean the next neighbors of the atoms, it's the next neighbors of the ribbon atoms.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Is this your pen? No, it was yours.